But right now, we thought we would just open it up and take some phone calls, 888-787-1310. So let's go to the phones, talk to the P1s, and we start off with Norman in Saxe. Good morning. You're on the ticket.
Musers!
Norman!
Hey, guys!
You're like a tiger.
Listen to you guys on my radio. I got it for my birthday good. 1 year when I was having a birthday.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, my wife gave it to me.
Okay. Well, you're married.
Nice. She said I could keep it.
Well, yeah. I hope so if it was a birthday present.
A lot of times I listen to you guys when I'm working around the house. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, that is kind of funny.
Not that unusual.
I wish
but
y'all still
thank
did
you.
Fake Jones. Wasn't that something George put the kibosh on because he felt threatened?
No, it's fake Jerry.
Yeah, we do them all the time.
We do it all the time.
Yeah, I've been listening for over 5 years now.
Oh, that's great.
I started listening to you guys when I was in high school, but they made me turn off the radio because classes were going on.
So in 5 years, you've gone through high school and gotten married, and I feel like we've talked to you before, and it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Love the show, guys.
Thank you, Norman.
When you guys talk to each other about a subject that you guys have, that's probably my favorite part.
Well, isn't that every part?
Yeah, who comes up with the things y'all say? Is that Jeremy?
Yes, Jeremy writes our script every morning.
Is that Jeremy who stands just off screen writing things down on a dry erase board that they'll then talk, say, into a good mic? Is that the way it works?
Kind of, yeah.
That Jeremy stands off screen writing things down on a dry erase board and then y'all talk, say, it into a good mic?
Well, what do you got for us this morning?
I love Nolan Ryan.
Yeah, we all do.
Hey, is Pete Rose better than Air McNair?
George, you
How
want
can
to take
you
that one?
Possibly compare those two.
Yeah, Fernando has a weird voice. Hey, listen, a couple buddies and me were talking, and some of them were saying one thing, and then I was saying something else, and it turned into a pretty good little sports debate. Wanted to get y'all's take on that. Do you think I was right?
Well, what was the argument? What was it over?
Well, I don't remember what the argument was about, but I just wanted to know if you guys sided with me. I'm a big P1.
Well, Norman, we can't side with you if we don't know what the topic was or what side you took.
Oh, okay. I see. So you guys just think that I'm some sort of stupid hourly worker that you won't give the time of day to because I'm not a sports talk show host with a bank account full of money and a pants load of erectile dysfunction, huh? Is that what
No. We're not saying that at all about you.
Isn't that what George just commissioned a balloon artist to say in vinyl and air and helium? That I'm just some sort of stupid that you won't give
George, did you commission a balloon artist?
I did not commission.
Money and a pants load of erectile dysfunction? Huh?
No.
Is that right?
Of course not.
Yeah. I'm not cool because I don't have card access to the freight elevator with the weird rubber floor mats and the chainmail walls, huh?
How do you know so much about our elevator?
Yeah, we're not all as cool as you guys because we can't Zoom with Corby at night about his latest half-baked plan, huh?
Man, he knows a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff.
Let me tell you something, Dunham and Miller. One of these days, someone's going to knock the wind out of your sails, buddy. And on that day, I'm going to be there. Long after you're in a shallow grave in a remote part of Parker County as the dust settles from the retreating tires of my mid-90s F-250, I'll be laughing. I'll be laughing about how you begged for your life or at least a FUBU shirt to cover your own nudity. I'll be laughing about how you offered me all your worldly possessions. At least if I would keep your parakeet alive, but I won't care. No, I won't care, Denman Miller. And the last thing that crosses your pretty little mind before you say hello to Ticket Stock Jesus is, why, oh, why didn't I engage in the innocuous little sports talk with old Norman and Saxe when he asked about a sports mate that he had with his friends at a sports bar?
Norman?
But until
oh, my
day,
God.
I'll be watching you. I'll be watching you, Denman Miller.
Okay. We're sorry, Norman. Oh, my God.
Should
we made him mad.
That? I think we ought to report that to authorities. That sounds really threatening.
I do feel like we were threatened.
All right. There's Norman and Saxe.